All right, I am officially going to call this meeting to order at 10:05 a.m. Can I get a roll call?
Okay, Sandy West.
Present.
Tammy Caputo.
Present.
Mary Cordes. Esther Curry.
Here.
Sarah Isaacs.
Here.
Susan McKinney.
Here.
Joel Pecora. Jennifer Slack.
Here.
Paula Trotter. And Diane Yeoman.
Here.
Thank you, Diane. All right. So we sent out the minutes of our previous meeting. Did everybody have a chance to review those?
If so, then this is Sandy and I will seek a motion to get approval of those minutes.
So moved. This is Sarah Isaacs.
Me and Ms. Sarah, could I have a second?
This is Esther. I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Esther. Roll
Okay.
call.
Sandy West.
Yes.
Tammy Caputo.
I have to abstain.
Okay.
I was,
Esther Curry. Oh,
Yes.
sure. Sarah Isaacs.
Yes.
Susan McKinney.
I didn't know if I'd be allowed to vote or not, but yes, if I can.
Susan, we'll go ahead and have you vote. I think it's just for the quorum.
Yeah, you
Okay.
can vote. It just doesn't count to quorum.
I wasn't sure on that, so I don't want to do anything improper. So,
No, you're
sure.
good.
all right, I say yes.
Okay, Jennifer Slack.
Yes.
And Diane Yeoman.
Yes.
Great. Okay, so next up, we have a few things for the share update. I will actually start with we have a new face that we want to introduce you. Dina, do you want to introduce our new share circulation specialist?
I sure can. Good morning, everybody. I would like to introduce the newest share circulation trainer, Andrea Sellers. Andrea comes from us from Marion Carnegie Library. She has, I think, if my math is correct, 15 years,
17.
17 years of experience working in circulation, and she's been with Polaris from day one. So we are happy to have Andrea on board with us. So if your library staff needs any training, please feel free to reach out to Andrea. I'll put her email address in the chat for everyone. Also, a funny story yesterday on my, you know how you get those Facebook memories? It was the day that Marion Carnegie Library went live on Polaris, was the memory from like, I can't even remember the year now, but I just kind of had to laugh to myself. It was so funny. It was 11 years ago yesterday that library started going live on Polaris. So it's been an interesting ride for sure for everybody. But if
Well, thank
anybody needs training, hit Andrea up. She's ready to go.
you so much, Dina. And Andrea, welcome. It's so glad to have you with us here today so you can start to get to know some of our committee members as well as some of our members that are joining us as well.
Thank you.
Thanks. Well, I do have a few other updates. We are right in the thick of the Aspen migration still, as we've last week actually wrapped up the cohort two. So they are all officially live. Cohort three is launching now. And so they're working with Leslie Zavaduk to get all of their settings and everything customized the way that they want. And so hopefully we will complete that cycle sometime mid-May. The way that we're going to handle the next few groups is we are going to start with our publics probably sometime in July, and then kind of splitting them down the middle based on the name, where their name falls in the alphabet. And then we're going to do the same for schools, and then we're going to bundle academics and specials in with both of those groups. So we do have that all planned, and we're working on timelines for that for all of our trainings. And so it is coming. And so if you haven't yet had a chance to review Aspen, please feel free. It's actually very, the reader's advisory content is really great. And so we're really thrilled. And we're still working through, some of the, things that are coming, the data that's coming through unexpectedly. So we're working through some of that. And so those first few groups have really been our guinea pigs. And so we thank everybody for hanging in with us as we're getting some of our data to make sure that everything is displaying as expected. We are also... Go ahead, Sarah.
Sorry, I just got, I don't know if anybody else did this as well, but I got kind of an unusual email from Leslie Zavadek, Leslie Z, from her Gmail account. And I just wanted to make sure that was 100% good.
Yep, sure is. So okay. Leslie Zavadek was our e-resources specialist. And she had worked with us for many, many years, but she transitioned into a new role with IHLS. And so she's technically a consultant for grants right now. But as we were starting to think about this project, we realized we would need some additional support. So we brought her on as a consultant. And so she's using a Gmail account. She's no longer officially with IHLS, but she does consult for us. So you will see some emails from her. So that is totally valid.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. It sounded too good to be true. So I was like, I don't know, maybe someone hacked her, but I'm like, how would they know all this stuff? So
yeah,
good news. Great. Thank you.
Yeah, great question. So I had mentioned that we're in the process of developing our annual agreements. They're being finalized through our finance department as we speak. We've also recently launched DocuSign as a new way to send those out. So you won't have to, you know, copy, print them, sign them and fax them. We're not going to use Microsoft's forms this year. We're going to work on DocuSign. So that is in progress, and hopefully we'll have those out in the next week or two. We're also finalizing our operational plan for this next fiscal year and our budget, of course, which is we have an upcoming budget meeting for our finance committee as well as our share executive council. And then, of course, we've got Reaching Forward South coming up. And so for those of you that are in the Metro East area, it's really accessible at the Collinsville Event Center. And then the night before, we're going to host a welcome for anybody who's maybe coming in from out of town or anybody who's local. If you'd like to meet up, it's going to be at McDill's. And so we're really looking forward to seeing some of our members out at that event as well. Does anybody have any questions for me? Then I want to go ahead and also turn it over to our other share team members and see if anybody has any other share updates that they'd like to discuss.
I do, Cassie.
Thanks, Jen.
Not a problem. Oh, my camera, sorry. Camera is working, yay. I have been finalizing billing. Some libraries should have already received it. However, we have discovered some errors. So if you have any questions at all for cataloging billing, please send me an email. I am double checking those numbers today. There is a possibility you will get a new updated invoice. Hopefully this won't happen again. So my apologies. Also, I have updated barcoding refresher training for this upcoming fiscal year. Individuals who were due for any training starting in April have already received emails with links to do that training. And I will start be sending those out monthly to the individuals as it affects them. Other than that, I think I am good. Thank you.
Cassandra, quick question on that, on the invoicing for next year. Since Beth is gone, and we won't have somebody come on board till August, I just needed to make sure that those come to me.
Yes. And Jennifer, I will make sure to make you as the primary contact.
Right.
And then at some point, we might want to talk about the actual cataloging charges. I know we had discussed that briefly.
Right.
Of how we want to handle that because of the cataloging, the change to the barcoding A program.
Right.
So we might want to discuss that before we make any plans for next year. So
okay.
As soon as we have this finalized, maybe we can just meet to discuss and see.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Do we have any other share announcements?
I think the only thing I would say is coming in delivery in the next hopefully week, depending on how soon I can get them out. We're going to be having some postcards to ask you to verify your contact information for your library, the best point of contact, stuff like that. It'll look like it's still in the wrapper, but hopefully you can see it'll look like this. So just keep an eye out for that. And then should I tell them about the cataloger thing, or is that okay for me to do? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I have actually, I'm going to be transferring to cataloger one. So Anna Wigan moved up to cataloger three and I interviewed for her position. So I'll be a cataloger, starting on Monday. And then currently if anybody's knows of anybody who would like to apply for my position as the share member engagement specialist, go ahead and send them to the IHLS website. But, I'm very excited. I think until we transition, it'll still be me probably taking notes and stuff like that, but so you'll still see me for a little bit, but just to let everybody know.
Yeah, and we are so excited for Jace. I think that this opens up a lot of opportunity for him as he gets more familiar with that Polaris database, so we are so excited and happy that he's continuing to grow with Share. Yeah. Okay. All right, well then we'll go ahead and move on. So next up, let's see, we have our new committee member. So I sent those out for review, and I'm so sorry, I actually sent it out yesterday. We did have a few people who were interested in the share circulation and resource sharing committee. And so just to review, the standing procedures would be that the chair would choose our next committee member based on those who volunteer. And so I think that Sandy has made a decision. Is that right, Sandy?
That is correct. And I would like to nominate Robert Edwards.
Okay. All right. And so I didn't see him here today, but what we'll do is I'll reach out to Robert just to make sure that he is still interested. And then from there, we can go ahead and get him seated today, even though he's not here, or we can wait till the next meeting. Do you have a preference, Sandy?
Let's go ahead and get him seated today. And if there's something that comes up and he makes a different decision, we'll face that one.
Okay. All right. Would somebody like to make a motion to add Robert Edwards?
I move that we add Robert Edwards to our committee. This is Susan.
Thank you, Susan.
And this is Esther. I second that.
Okay. Then we'll go ahead and do a roll call. Sandy West?
Yes.
Tammy Caputo?
Yes.
Esther Curry?
Yes.
Sarah Isaacs?
Yes.
Susan McKinney?
Yes.
Jennifer Slack?
Yes.
And Diane Yeoman?
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, then I will, I will reach out to Robert and let him know that he will be our the newest member of our committee. So thank you, everyone, especially everyone who took a moment to reach out. It was greatly appreciated to reach out to Sandy with just comments on the options, the people who volunteered. So thank you so much for your time. Okay, so next up, we have the policy review. I just wanted to give you an update on that. That was the part of our standing committee's procedure that has been reviewed by all of our committees. And so there were some slight changes to the language based on our last finance and policy committee meeting, but that has been finalized. And so at our next share executive council review or share executive council meeting, that will be finalized as official procedure for all of our standing committees. So I just wanted to give everyone an update on that. And so that's all I have for the policy review. Does anybody have any questions on that? Okay, hearing none, then we'll go ahead and move on to the circulation status on display. And so I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Dina. I know she has a little bit more information about the request and can kind of tell us what that adding that circulation status, we can't technically add it, but she can give you a little bit more information on a way that we could use the technology to do that. So Dina, would you mind sharing about that request?
Sure. Circulation statuses are hard-coded into Polaris. We really don't have an option to create new ones. Obviously, there would probably be a substantial upcharge if we decided to go this route. But one thing we can do is rename something that's already in place. Currently, the circulation statuses that are available are bindery, in repair, missing, unavailable, withdrawn, and then obviously out, showing this so they would be checked out. I kind of played around with a few things and
wait, Dina, did you miss in transit or trans?
Well, this is a circulation status.
I thought those were circulation statuses.
It is, but they are, but they're not. If that makes if that makes sense.
We can use to you can't manually change something to transferred or in transit. It's something that happens when you actually scan it for popping, like when a hold pops. Okay. Is that the difference, Dina?
Yeah, in a roundabout way, yeah. This has been brought up before by libraries, and then another library brought it up again recently, and I really started to play around with it. I found that the best one to rename is bindery. So this is why we brought it to the committee. I don't know if I can share my screen or not.
You should be able to.
Share screen. Okay.
And if not, I can make you co-host.
Okay. I think I can. Let me get this pulled up. I did this in the test server, so I couldn't see what it would look like in Aspen. If this is something that the committee wants to further investigate, I can definitely play around and get it to where it will appear in Aspen. So right now it's on the test server and the Polaris Power Pack. I don't have a screenshot for Aspen. Okay. Oh, there it is. And hopefully you guys can see my screen. Let me make this a little bit bigger. So I just picked a book at random, or picked something at random I knew that a library had. And here you can see the circulation statuses for the way this one was set up. But basically, I changed bindery to display. You see the option where now it says display. And then I took that same item, pulled it up in the Polaris Power Pack. Again, since I didn't do this in the live database, I couldn't see what it would look like in Aspen. This is what it looks like when I search that same item in the pack. It just says display. If I would have chosen the bindery or in processing, it would have been there. But we just wanted to bring this to the committee. I know book binderies are kind of almost a thing of the past. This is why we wanted to bring it to the committee and get their thoughts about changing the verbiage of that circulation status. And if the committee wants to see a screenshot of how this would look in Aspen, I can definitely do that and bring it to the next committee meeting. That is no problem. But again, since I did this in the test server, it wasn't in the live database, so I didn't get that screenshot. But I can do that if you're interested in seeing that.
Dina, would not shelf location or location work for that? Because in location, there's a display option.
There is. The libraries that have brought this up to us, they just feel like for their patrons, okay, looking at it on the patron side of things, it's an easier way for them to see what it was, where the item would be.
Dina, if I might answer that also, why we wouldn't want to use it as a shelf location. As someone who, a library borrowed one of our books to put in their display, it was not checked out. So it actually popped a hold at our location because it was checked to in instead of checked out or transferred. So we thought we had the book and we didn't. I had to deep dive. So having it as a status is better because then won't cause the request list to think we have it.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And I didn't ask for this request, but this would have solved that problem loads when I was trying to track down that book a month ago.
And Cassandra, correct me if I'm wrong, but libraries are not supposed to be borrowing other library materials to put on display. That's a violation of the Elnett code.
That is absolutely true. And so
I did not remember that. And I told them they could when she talked to me, when I tracked it down, I told her to go ahead. It was an older book that we weren't using. I mean, it wasn't a popular book. So
it's great that we don't litigate that necessarily. So we don't have a policy, but the interlibrary loan code, we did have to investigate that because we had a library that was just requesting books to put on kind of a new books display, not necessarily like Valentine's Day.
And this wasn't a new book. She was doing it. I think it was a school and they were doing a theme and we happened to have a book that was along that subject line and had not been checked out in a long time. So I didn't mind. I just told her from now on, ask me first.
And I think that that's a great way to approach it too. Cause if someone asks, because it's for a specific theme or a specific subject, but we did have a library that was doing quite a bit of that. And it wasn't just so much that they were putting it on display, but they were violating the interlibrary loan, kind of interlibrary loan codes as well, like the renewals and not checking it out and things like that. So that was my question as well of why not check the item out to a display card. And so, but Dana, I think, has already answered that, where it's easier for the patron to see a display status. The only other thing that I wanted to mention is the actual workflow, because if we're checked out to a display card and you try to check out the material, it would say, oh, it's checked out to card number, blah, 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 display. Do you want to move forward? And you select yes. If it's on display status, and Dina, it's been a while since we've talked about this, so correct me if I'm wrong, they would actually have to check the item in first before
that. Is correct. Yeah. It's just like if you have something with the circulation setup, so missing or in processing, it has to be checked in to then get checked out.
That was going to be my big question is, will it change it to in if you check it in from display, or will it stay?
It will check it in.
Okay.
Yeah. I misphrase that. It will, if you take your display down, you're done with it, you're ready to go, and you need it to just go back out on the normal shelves, you just have to check it in.
Okay. Well, what I'm thinking is we have displays on all the time, and we have a record set that we keep, and then we put a note for both the public and staff to see this is on display, because they check them out and we keep it up for a month. So if it's checking it back in to in status, I would see that would be a frustration for staff, because that's just going to get checked in and get reshelved. But if you're supposed to be having it on a display, that's not completely helpful.
Yeah.
I don't know if they thought through that far.
I think most of the libraries that have brought this to the attention currently and in the past, their display area, their main display area that they tend to use, is actually locked.
Okay.
It's accessible only, like the one library I know, it's only accessible if you go in through like the boardroom and kind of, you know, snake around a little bit. It's only staff can get to it if needed.
So these are actually not books that are circulating.
They would be, yeah, it would be things that they pulled off their shelves. And so let's say if they have a gardening exhibit, a display going on right now.
Okay.
Those books would be in the display case.
Okay.
Because
see, our displays are out. So the
highlight,
so patrons can grab a book and go, oh, that's kind of cool. And so I would be more concerned to find out how, you know, are more libraries doing like us, where if we think, oh, this sounds really good, until you said, oh, but it'll check it to in once it comes in.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of defeats our purpose of having a display out for a month. If we maybe look more into how people are managing their displays. I mean, if they want to just have it set and that's, you're just going to have to be real clear, you can only use this on a non-circulating display. because it's not really helpful to any other type of display. Because if you've got a circulating display that you're going to keep up, you don't want it to change. You want to get those books back to the display.
Oh, yeah. And I
know if you're going to go in and put in a check-in note, you might as well just not mess with this and just do it the other way.
I had told a few libraries, you know, obviously that, hey, you're welcome to attend the committee meeting. I don't know if anybody from one of those libraries is here or not, to if they wanted to voice any of their opinions or type something in the chat.
Yeah, that's Dina, Dina, I've got a question. This is Tammy.
Yeah. So
if it's in display status, is it considered unavailable for holds?
They would still be able to place holds on it.
Okay.
And I think that's really the biggest bonus of doing it this way, because when it's checked out to a display card, for example, you know, it's showing it's checked out. And so until it gets checked back in, it will not pop for a hold.
Now, is it possible to have that even when it checks back in to go back to the display status, or will it just automatically?
It would have to. So like if, let's say the Carbondale Public Library had a gardening display in their locked display cabinet. Someone, you know, had to have that book, wanted to check it out. They could check it out. And then when they brought it back, if that display was still in and up, a staff member would have to change the circulation status.
Okay. To back to display. Where you run into staffing issues.
Except if it's on hold, you can't change the status.
Yeah. And I don't know how long some libraries leave their displays up. I would think a month is probably about average. I could be way off base about that. But I would think most of them probably keep it up for probably a month. And I can definitely reach out to some of those libraries and get a little further information from them as well. You know, just asking those general questions, you know, how long do you guys keep it up?
Laura just mentioned she keeps hers up for 2 months.
Oh, okay, 2 months.
I'm sorry, Esther, I think I cut you off when I hopped in.
Oh, no, that's fine. I think I got said what I needed. It just, my concern is it's going to be confusing for, everything's confusing for some.
I know where you're going there, Esther.
I think this one's going to be extra because they'll see it. Oh, it's like, oh, I can put it on display. And then they're going to be frustrated because it's like, it checked in. I don't know where that book went. I don't remember what books I had because they're like, oh, I don't need to make a list. You know,
this is a committee decision. For sure. So, I mean, it's on the agenda for decision. Right. So, you know, the committee, you guys.
Well, you said you haven't looked at how it looks in Aspen. So until we know what it says in Aspen, maybe we should delay the decision to the next committee meeting.
Yeah, and I can definitely do one in the live database. And, you know, what I would have to do is temporarily rename it in the live database and do it from there and then just change it right back. It's not an issue to do.
And along the lines of what happened to me, Cassandra, maybe you or Dina could send something out in the next newsletter saying that if you are borrowing book, that you're not supposed to borrow books from other libraries for displays, but before you do, talk to the library you're getting the book from. That way, maybe it'll head off me, like what happened to me with what happened to my book.
Yeah, I think we've sent that out before.
But you got new people.
Absolutely.
Can we also, Dina, when you're asking, find out how long displays are being held?
Sure.
And then see if they are tracking their display material in some other method, because I feel like we need to have a process if we're going to add this status, that they make a temporary record field of what their items are in this status so that they know to either take them back out when they need to, because you can make a record set with all those items in it. I'm sure that's what Esther does when she puts hers on display.
That makes sense to me. I don't do displays, so I feel like the only thing I have is somebody who had a book temporarily disappear into a display and didn't know it. If you'd like, Sandy, I could move that we table this discussion until Dina can come back with more information at the next meeting.
Thank you. I will seek a second to table.
This is Esther. I'll second that. And real quickly before we vote, I'll throw in there that I'm probably one of the only libraries that uses Bindery. And because of our DAR collection, we get stuff in. We don't use it near as much anymore. So if you need, using that for something else is not a problem for me. I just have my questions about this particular use. So,
okay.
Which I think it's a good idea, but it needs a little, it's a little rough around the edges right now.
So I have a motion and a second to table this topic of CERC status on display until we get further information from Dina Porter and Cassandra. Can I have a roll call vote to table it?
Sandy West?
Yes.
Tammy Caputo?
Yes.
Esther Curry?
Yes.
Kara Isaac?
Yes.
Susan McKinney?
Yes.
Jennifer Slack?
Yes.
And Diane Yeoman?
Yes. I'd also want to know how many libraries circulate their displays, because if there's only one or two, that would be different than, 50 of them.
Good point.
Okay. Yeah. So I'll have some more information the next time the circulation committee meets. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I think that's all we had for new business, unless we have any other new business. And do we have any other old?
I have a quick question. I don't even know if it's relevant. I know the system was looking into, or the state was looking into, making EBSCO a database available throughout the state. Like right now we purchase it for our school, but with increased cost in the membership fees, we were thinking we were going to be able to dump EBSCO because the state was going to do like a statewide thing. Is that still in the works, or where's that at?
It is, and it's not, I don't want to say that it's necessarily going to be EBSCO. I know that they had put out a request for proposals that ended last month, and they're very quickly. I know that Danielle is actually on the committee that will be reviewing those RFPs, but I know that she has had to, if I remember correctly, you were, Danielle, you were going to have to sign a non-disclosure agreement on that. So I don't know how much she can share until it's official. However, they may be making some announcements at Reaching Forward South. I'm not sure. Okay. Yeah, she had to sign a non-disclosure agreement. But as soon as we know, we will certainly keep everyone up to date. But I do know that the RFP closed and they are hoping to move very quickly.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Yeah, of course. Okay. So do we have any other old business? Do we have any public comment? Or any announcements? Okay. Hearing none, Sandy, do you want to finish out the meeting?
All right, so our next meeting is scheduled for Thursday, the 13th of June at 10 a.m. If you have any issues or conflict, please let Cassandra know so we can make sure that we have quorum at that point. And if not, then I officially adjourn this meeting at 10:38 a.m.
Okay. Well, thank you, everybody. I appreciate your time today. And it's great to see all the members who are attending and who were participating in the conversation. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Have a great day, everyone.